Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Praise the Lord. Today we want to look at the sixth in a series of messages we have been treating on Jesus's post-resurrection messages that he gave to the seven Asia Minor churches. So we want to focus on Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 13, talking to the church in Philadelphia. And what we have been doing so far is that we extract kingdom truths out of Jesus' messages. And what we talk about is not everything there is about what Jesus Christ said to the churches, but it is the kingdom truths that we need to know, that we need to focus on, which I bring out to you. So today we want to look at the subject, overcoming Adamic power. Overcoming Adamic power. Kingdom truths that we are yanking out of Jesus' post-resurrection messages to the church are truths that exalt the person, the principles, and the performance of our dearest Jesus Christ and his kingdom arrangement for us, his believers. So, today we want to focus on victory over Adamic power. Hallelujah. I need to explain Adamic power a little bit to you so that you can flow with me. Before the fall of mankind in the first kingdom era, man was given power over the earth. Man was given control over creation. This is seen in God creating everything that he created and bringing it to Adam. Adam here is the male and the female. The Bible says that God called their name Adam, the male and female. So God will bring his creation to Adam, and then Adam will name it. When you put a name on something, you have control over that thing. So that is how God gave man positive control over all the earth. Now, after mankind fell, this power that man had was not taken away. All right? God is like that. When he gives you something, authority, he doesn't take it away himself. Somebody may take it away like the devil, but God doesn't take it away. It is just like the devil falling from heaven, you know, in his rebellion. And God didn't take away his wisdom. He didn't take away his power. But it has become a corrupted power. You understand? So the authority that God gave mankind over the earth has become a corrupted authority. At first, man had positive influence over the earth. But after the fall, the influence became both positive and negative. You remember the devil said something to mankind that the day that you take this fruit, you will know good and evil. In other words, you will experience positive authority and you experience negative authority, so to speak. So this is what happened after the fall of mankind. Technically, the devil took away the authority of mankind, but the devil could not operate this authority himself. He had to root this authority through mankind. So although the devil assumed authority and control over the earth, what he does is that he operates Adamic power through mankind, human beings up to this day. So up to now, man has both positive influence over creation and negative influence over creation. Let me illustrate it quickly. It is just like having a vehicle that has automatic gear system, and then it has got the manual gearing system at the same time. It has become a hybrid, knowing good and evil, negative and positive influence in one. And so when a car like that is moving, it is difficult for you, as you look at it, to know whether it is using the automatic gear or it is using the manual gear, until you get close and you examine it and you say that, oh, by the way the driver is operating the thing, he is using the manual gearing system. Okay, so that is it with mankind. We are like a hybrid, and it is difficult to tell whether somebody is using his natural fallen nature as a man, or he is being influenced by the devil who has taken over his authority, and he is rooting this authority through mankind to influence the earth. When I say the earth, I'm talking about circumstances on earth. I'm talking about society. I'm talking about things that concerns God's creation or mankind. So that, in brief, is what Adamic power is. Adamic power is negative power over creation. Hallelujah. And in this message, Jesus Christ teaches us four types that I am going to show you, and we will also talk about how we can overcome it. So our message is overcoming Adamic power. In other words, overcoming the negative power of fallen humans, fallen mankind. And we are going to read from the book of Revelation chapter 3 and then verse 7. Jesus Christ found it necessary to interrupt the human leadership of his Asia churches and to teach some of these things that I am trying to bring out to you. So look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, underline holy, who is true, underline true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. This verse is the salutation of Jesus to his church. It is like a self-introduction before a message is given. Now, if you do that, they will say that you are proud. But whenever Jesus Christ met his churches, he will introduce himself. He will say, for example, I am he that is holy. That is talking about the person of Jesus. His person is holy. Holy speaks about uncommon. Please don't forget it. Write it down. Holy is talking about uncommon or set apart or a unique, like exception. Says, I am the exception. I am the unique one. I am the holy one, separated from sin and separated from other human frailties, other human elements. So he looks exceptional. He looks holy. He is set apart. It is the same word as sanctified, to be set apart. Now, the holiness there is talking about the person of Jesus. His person is holy. He that is true. There's a second way he introduced himself, and that speaks more about his principles. Hallelujah. When somebody is introducing himself to you and he says, I am true, it means that there is false. That is why he has the need to say that I am true. Hallelujah. And this one refers more to his principles. His principles are true. Hallelujah. They are tried 7 times. Wonderful. And then the final way he introduces himself is talking about his performance. He says, I am the one who opens the door and no man can shut. Please underline no man. No man can shut. And when I shut a door, no man can open. In other words, I am the person who has power over Adamic power, so to speak. Because when I open a door, there is no negative influence of human beings that can close that door. And when I close it, there is no power of any human being who can open it. Hallelujah. So the third introduction is talking about his performance. That is why Kingdom Truth exalts the person, the principles, and the performance, how he can do things. You know, he shuts and no one can open it. It talks about his performance. Okay, now I must say that this introduction is very important for our understanding of the whole thing Jesus Christ wants to talk about. It goes without saying that when you are talking to people and you give an introduction of yourself, you give an introduction that is relevant to the message that you want to give to them. So the way you introduce yourself, if you are a mother and you are talking to mothers, and you introduce yourself that I am a mother of maybe 4 children, and I stand here to talk to all of you at the antenatal, you will see that the way you introduce yourself bears on the message you want to give them. That is why you push out that introduction. He could have said, I am God, I am almighty, I am this, I am that. He is many things, but he chooses to say that I am holy, I am true, I perform. Just so that we will understand everything he's going to say in the context of his introduction. So we are ready to go, right? Verse 8 now. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Please underline the word see or behold if you are using the King James Version of the Bible. It says that behold is the same as the word see. It says that see something. What are we supposed to see? We should see, I have set before you an open door. I have opened a door before you, not behind you. The one before you is an opportunity. It is for your progress. It is for your life to go forward. I have given you a chance, an opportunity for you to develop, for you to go forward in your life. So you must see that thing. Hallelujah. And he also says, no one can close the door that he has opened. What category of people is Jesus talking about? He is talking about people who like to control you. You know, anybody who closes a door and opens a door, he likes to control you. Anybody that Jesus has opened the door for and another human being wants to close the door, then that other human being wants to control you. Jesus says there is a category of people on this earth, humans right now, with a certain manifestation of Adamic power. It is the power to control other human beings. Some people want to control people, not just their day-to-day life, but also even their destiny, their end. They can put their hand on their chest and they can say that, without me, you can't amount to anything. Husbands say that to their wives. Wives say that to their husbands. Pastors say that to their congregation. Congregations say that about their pastors. That we are the one who make you. We sustain you. We pay our tithe. And you see, people want to control people. Leaders want to control followership. Followership wants to control leadership. It is all a manifestation of the negative power of human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something. That maybe you haven't experienced it in your life, but as you grow in life, as you get exposed in life, you come across people who want to have you always under them. Always they want to be in charge of your life. They want to dictate to you. They want to do whatever thing they have to do to put the controls of your life in their hands. But I came to tell you something. That these people, they are in the earth to resist your progress. The door that has been set before you, they want to shut it. But Jesus Christ is assuring us that nobody can shut the door that I have opened for your life. I have made a way for you. I am your way maker, and there is nobody who can close it. There is no human who can do it. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Do you know why no human can do it? It is not because you are more powerful than them. They may be your leaders. They may be in charge of you in that positional sense, like maybe your boss. They may be like that in charge of you. But I came to tell you that it isn't because you have any power of your own that you can challenge them. No, you cannot do that on your own. You cannot stop their negative influences over your life on your own. Jesus said that you are going to overcome them because your strength is little. It is not for you to struggle with your leaders. It is not for you to do your way and all that with the people who are over you. It is not for you to resist the authority that have been set over you, ladies and gentlemen. But believe me, there is nobody who has been set over you who you are at the mercy of that person. Hallelujah. God has not put the life of one person under the life of another, so to speak, into inverted commas. I say that because you need to understand that there are levels and authority in the world among mankind. That is why I put it into inverted commas. But I want you to understand that as far as your negative influence over you is concerned, no man will be able to hinder you. Hallelujah. It is because He is your strength. It is because He is the one who is opening the door for you. Look at the scripture. Jesus said what? It says that no one can shut it because your dunamis, that is the Greek, your dunamis or your strength is small. Hallelujah. If your strength is small, how should you use your strength? I will show you how to overcome such people who are human beings like us in this world. How do you overcome them? Ladies and gentlemen, to overcome this first type of Adamic power, you need to focus your little strength in obeying the kingdom word. Say that your strength is little and you have focused it on obeying my word and not denying my name. Look at the scripture, it's there. Because of that, nobody can hinder you in this life. Nobody can put stumbling blocks in your way. Whatever thing they put in your way is going to enhance you. It's going to make you go forward, rather. God is going to make you step over it, and you're going to jump. At the end of the day, before they can say, Jack, you are out there at the place that God has destined for you. You are under the rule of who? Jesus Christ. His performance as the one who opens the door and no man can shut. He says, I want that introduction to come true in your life. But human beings will want to stop you. What you need to do is not to go and build macho. What you need to do is to focus your strength in obeying the word of God. As you obey the word of God and as you identify yourself with Jesus, He is going to fight for you. Hallelujah. That is how to overcome the first type of Adamic manifestation of Adamic power. Hallelujah. Look at verse 9. Let's look at the second type. We are looking at four types. The second type is in verse 9. It says that indeed I will make those of the synagogue of Satan. Please underline the synagogues of Satan and underline indeed. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, underline the second indeed. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet. I will make those human beings come and bow themselves and worship God before your feet. Hallelujah. And to know that I have loved you. The second manifestation of Adamic power talks about people whose
power of control come directly from Satan. You know, there are people you come across in this world like that. They are human beings. Sometimes they are not aware that the power of control that they are wielding over you in their life or as a human being around, they are not aware that they are deriving it from the devil. In other words, they are not aware that the God of this world is rooting the Adamic power through them to affect your life. So Jesus says that there are some people who say they are Jews. In other words, they wield religion. They wield maybe closeness with Jesus. You know, because Jesus literally came as a Jew. And these people will try and identify with me. But they are not aware that they are the synagogue of Satan. Say that I will make them come and worship before you. In other words, you will have control over all such people also. Hallelujah. Wonderful. These are people who use witchcraft sometimes to try and suppress a whole nation. Sometimes through their witchcraft, they sell a nation to a certain level of progress that they cannot develop above maybe a certain level. Sometimes the devil, through human beings, put curses and spells over followership, over other people, over tribes, over families, over people. They are human beings, but what they utter, it is as if it is inspired. They are the synagogue of Satan. In other words, Satan lives right there, and the devil is using their vocal cavity, and is using their minds and their logic and their reasoning, and is using their fallen human nature to perpetuate something against your life. It says that no matter how this type of Adamic power is in this world, I will make them come and bow themselves before you. I will make them come and worship me at your feet, and for them to know ultimately, the ultimate knowledge, that I love you. I love this one. Hallelujah. I came to tell somebody that the way to overcome this type of human being, so to speak, allow me to use that phraseology, this type of human beings, you know, described as those who are the synagogue of Satan. I want you to understand that it is because of God's love that you are going to overcome and you are going to conquer them. Hallelujah. It is not because you have any strength of your own. It is because of the love of God. He says that I want them to know that practically, I made you to underline the word indeed. Indeed is talking about impractical reality. I want them to know in practical reality that I love you. Practically, God is going to demonstrate his love for you in such a way that those of the synagogue of Satan who want to curtail your development as a person, they want to curtail your finances, they want to put a limitation on your children and their potential, on your family life, on your career, or whatever area of your life, in your ministry, I want you to know, because of the love of God, you are going to conquer it. Hallelujah. What did the Lord Jesus say? He said through the Apostle Paul that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It is not that we conquer because we are special people, but because somebody loves us. And because of his love, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to overcome this manifestation of Adamic power. You may not have experienced it, but you are growing. As you grow up, you will see that there are some people, they want to put some limit upon you. But I see you overcome the limit, not because you have any power over them, but because of the love of God. Ladies and gentlemen, focus your life on the love of God. The love of God will make you excel. So that at the end of the day, you will not beat your chest. You will say, it is because of the love of God that I overcome all this witchcraft. Not because I have any power of my own, but because of the love of Jehovah. Let's move on quickly to the third manifestation of Adamic power, verse 10. Because you have kept my command to persevere. Please underline, you have kept my command to persevere. Or you have kept my patience. My command to persevere is talking about the word of his patience. He's talking about John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, where Jesus says to the Jews who believe in him that if you continue in my word, if you are only patient, and you continue in my kingdom word, although people may not be walking in the word, if you are going to build your life on my kingdom word, that is what he means by, because you have kept the command to be patient, or my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial. Underline hour of trial. It's talking about times of troubles which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Says that there is coming trouble, or there is trouble that can come to the whole of humanity. Everybody may be in it. Everybody may be involved. At least that is the intention of the evil one. The intention of the evil one in bringing the trial, in bringing the trouble, is so that it will engulf all human beings, male and female, black or white, child or adult. That is his intention. But God says that I can give you an exemption. I can give you an exemption. I can make you an exception. I can make you holy. Remember, I introduced myself as the Holy One, as the one who is unique, as the one who is the exception, as the set apart one. So he says that there is a trouble that engulfs all human beings, but you can be kept away from that hour of trouble that is coming upon all human beings to test every human being on the face of the earth. They may go through the test, but because you continue in the kingdom word, God has to glorify, not you. He is glorifying the word of his patience that your life is on. Hallelujah. Because you have kept the word of my patience, my command to persevere, because you have continued in the kingdom word, me too, I am going to make you holy. I'm going to set you apart. Remember, I am the set apart one, and I can sanctify you. I can set you apart. Whatever is affecting all human beings, you can be an exception. Your family can be an exception. In your family, it can be happening to all your siblings, but you are going to be the set apart one, the exception. Hallelujah. How do you overcome this Adamic power? It is by continuing the kingdom word. Let's look at the final manifestation of Adamic power. Verse 11. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold what you have. Please underline what you have, that no man or no one may take your crown. Underline crown. Crown is worn by rulers. Crown is worn by kings. Says that be careful, because some people want to take away your rulership that I've given unto you. They want to take away your rulership and make you a servant on this earth, and make you a servant to self and sin, and to society and Satan, and to situations and to seasons. They want to make you a servant to sickness. But be careful, because there is a category of people, human beings, in this world. As you walk through life, you'll come across them. All that they are there for is that they want to take away rulership from you. They want to take away your crown. They don't want you to rule in this life. Jesus says, I am coming quickly. I believe that we are living in the time of the coming of Jesus. He says, be careful, because this is a time that people are coming, the devil is coming, and he's going to use Adamic power through other human beings to take away rulership from you. But he says that hold fast, that nobody takes away what rulership that you have. And please, I made you to underline the word, what you have. Hold fast to what you have. This Revelation 3 verse 10 is talking about people who wants to take your focus from what you have. They are people who want to take away your crown. How do they take away your crown? By taking your focus away from what you have, not what you don't have. Jesus did not say, hold on to what you don't have. He did not say, hold on to something that you are yet to acquire. Says that what you have already, Hold on to it, because your rulership is linked directly to what he has given to you, to what you have. Your ability to rule in this life has got to do with what you have, not what you are yet to acquire, not what you are yet to have. So let your focus be on what you have. You know, the fallen human nature has a certain proclivity, has a certain propensity. The propensity of the fallen human being is to concentrate on three things: what they don't have, what they can't do, and what is wrong with them. Three things that the fallen human nature is set to focus on. But Jesus says that, hold on to what you have, to what you can do, to what is right with you. Shift your focus from what is wrong with you. Focus on what is right with you. Focus on what is right with you. Learn about it, ladies and gentlemen, and grow in it, because that is how you will maintain your crown or your rulership in this life. Your rulership over the seven things that we should rule over. I call it the 7S. Ladies and gentlemen, let us overcome. Look at the next verse. It says what? To him who overcomes. Overcomes what? Overcomes these four categories of human beings. Four Adamic power manifestation. To him who overcomes. He says, I'm going to do a whole lot of things to the person. Oh, it's wonderful. I'm going to do a whole lot of things to the person. Says that I'm going to write the name of my father on him. I'll write on him my new name. I'll write on him the name of the city of my God, the heavenly Jerusalem. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. It's talking about blessing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me end it this way. You know, if you read about the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the temple of God, you understand in the book of Revelations that the 12 tribes of Israel have their names inscribed on the gate and the foundation of the city. That city is talking about the church of God, the church universal. The foundation of the city is 12, have the 12 names of the 12 apostles of Jesus written on it. Why is that the end? No. He says that, look, I can make pillars in the temple. And if you overcome Adamic power, I will make you a pillar in my temple, and I will make you so perpetual, you will never go out and come in. You will not be subject. You will have this propensity to be with the Lord all the time. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful blessing. Wonderful blessing. Wow. You'll be identified as a God person, because the name in the Bible talks about identity. God will identify himself with you. God's name will be written on you. The new name of Jesus will be written on you. The name of the city, the heavenly Jerusalem, is written on you. Hallelujah. You become a thoroughbred. You become a pillar. Your name may not be written on the foundation, but when we get to the temple, talking about the church of the living God, ladies and gentlemen, you see that your name is on the pillar. What a blessing. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.